This is Like a Bruise, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Ajur and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Steve Harrington, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for Hurt Comfort, Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Sprint Fic, Pining, Tenderness, Light Angst, Eddie Munson Lives, the most I've acknowledged Volume 2 in a fic, Happy Ending, Implied Referenced Drug Use. Author's Notes. Content warnings for brief mention of needles, mention of assumed addiction, usage of painkillers. Originally posted on Tumblr and not quite proofread, so sorry in advance. A bruise on the inner thigh. That's all it is. But Eddie can't stop staring at it for some reason. They're in gym class, and Steve is sitting, legs crossed, on the gym floor, stretching his legs, and his shorts have ridden up enough that Eddie can see the light purple mark peeking through. He's so curious about it, he feels like he's going a little crazy. Did Steve walk into something? Did some girl press her thumb into the spot a little too hard, make him flinch from the pain? Or did Steve somehow give it to himself, press a finger to the spot until the bruise formed? Eddie can't stop looking at it. Feels like the bruise is imprinted on his eyes. He finally tears his eyes away and sees Steve looking at him. Saw where his eyes were. Eddie knows his ears are turning red, and he slowly turns away. Tries not to move too quick, because that shows guilt, and he doesn't have anything to be guilty about. It's a bruise. It's Steve's leg. That's it. Why can't he look? Months later, he sees another bruise on the side of Steve's neck. This one is a little more obvious to pinpoint the origin of. It's a hickey, so that means the girl had her lips pressed to the soft skin, nose brushing the cute little hairs at the back of his neck. Pink tongue pressed to the skin, biting down. Eddie wonders if Steve swears under his breath when that happens, or if he grunts, low, like it doesn't really bother him. Or maybe he doesn't make a sound at all. Maybe he just grabs her thighs and pulls her against him, ignores her sucking on his neck. Usually, people seem to be a little self-conscious of hickeys. Eddie doesn't know. He's never had one. But he's seen people wearing light scarves in the middle of summer. He's seen makeup carefully applied over top. He's seen popped collars. But Steve wears his shirt like normal. Doesn't seem to be aware of the evidence sitting on his neck. Or if he is, he doesn't care. Eddie sits behind him in class. Can't stop staring. He wonders what it would be like to suck on Steve Harrington's skin. If his cologne would smell better at that distance, or if it would be cloying and bitter on his tongue. Steve turns, catches Eddie looking. Like he knew Eddie's eyes were digging into the back of his neck, pressing their own mark into his soft skin. Eddie looks away. Looks at the paper on his desk. Pretends he doesn't see Steve at all. In the Upside Down, Steve is covered in bruises. All over. Eddie has some matching ones as well, but it's nothing like Steve's. Knees bruised from being pulled along the ground. Arms covered. Elbows, shoulders, mottled in dark. Eddie wonders if he's always bruised so easily. Can't stop staring at the one on his chin. In the hospital, Eddie looks down at his arms. He has bruises, but they don't match Steve's anymore. They're small rings of purple and green skin, bruising around needles that are inserted into his veins. Needles with painkillers, and more. More things that Eddie can never remember the name of, just knows that it's the good stuff. The bruising around his mouth is finally disappearing. The bruising from the tube that was down his throat when he wasn't awake enough to feed himself, couldn't quite breathe on his own. Steve is sitting beside his hospital bed, hand draped over the side. His bruises have mostly faded, and that's how Eddie knows just how much time has passed. Steve smiles, small, when he sees Eddie is awake, and Eddie feels the betrayal of the heart monitor machine as it picks up, the telltale beeps getting closer and closer together. Someone's finally awake. I've been awake for a while, Eddie mutters, tries to sit up. Steve half stands like he's going to help, but Eddie just gets up on his own, breathes heavy when he leans back.
Ow.
Yeah, ow, Steve laughs, and his fingers brush against Eddie's wrist that's trapped against the bed. His arm doesn't want to work anymore. The nerves apparently too damaged to do much else other than rest right now. Maybe it's Eddie's heart that's a little bruised. That's the only explanation he has for the pain he feels when Steve leaves after a few minutes, says he's sorry that he has to go so soon. Eddie smiles, feels weak as he does it, says bye softly to Steve's back as he leaves the room. Then he closes his eyes and feels the morphine drip back into his veins, falls into a weird sleep where Steve is covered head to toe in bruises, and Eddie has a cloth, washes his skin, washes all the bruises away. Months later, Eddie falls in physical therapy. He's trying to train his legs to do the things they were so good at before. Walking, running. He can manage several shaky steps before he has to cling onto the railing, but on this one day, he misses, and his therapist barely catches him in time, arm bumping painfully against the railing. Shit! Eddie wants to cry, wants to feel like he's getting better, but he doesn't know how to do that here. Has never had to do this before. Feels so frustrated with himself that he may as well be one giant bruise. The bruise by his elbow forms quickly. His skin is pale. He never goes outside anymore. And the purple is harsh against it. Steve, who visits, brings Eddie lunch, points it out. You okay? I fell the other day. Eddie says, pulls a sandwich toward him with his other hand. It's not a big deal, just a little mishap during therapy. Jeez, Steve chews, swallows. That sounds painful. A little bit. He's used to it, Eddie thinks. He's used to not getting things quite right. When he's back home, Steve visits. Eddie's glad. Was a little worried he'd never see Steve again once he was out of the hospital. Wasn't quite sure if Steve was visiting out of a sense of obligation or if he wanted to see Eddie. See him for real. Steve shows up and immediately picks up Eddie's hand, sees the small oval bruise on his wrist. What happened? Eddie knows Steve is worried about Eddie doing something stupid, about Eddie picking up a needle. He wants to explain to Steve that that's not what the hell track marks look like, that those would be up on the soft part of his arm. From my guitar. The neck. Eddie gestures with his hands, how he holds his guitar. It's been a while. I forgot that it hurts like hell. Oh. Steve doesn't drop his hand. Just holds his wrist up closer to his face, like he's inspecting it. Good, I thought. Never mind. I'm fine, Steve, Eddie says. Tries not to let the frustration seep through. And Steve knows it, because Steve sort of knows him best now.
And maybe he sees that Eddie is feeling uncomfortable in his own skin, tender and unsure. Because Steve slowly raises his hand up to his mouth, presses his lips to the bruise on the inside of his wrist. Makes Eddie's breath catch as he watches, feels Steve's breath float across the sensitive skin. "What are you doing?" Eddie whispers. But Steve's eyes are closed and he's just holding Eddie's wrist to his mouth. Pulls it away, just to press it to the skin again, slightly higher up. Kisses, so softly. Makes Eddie wonder how his heart can still possibly be so bruised when the rest of him has managed to heal, for the most part. "I'm just glad you're okay," Steve says. And Eddie can feel the words against his skin. "Every day I think about it. I'm so glad you're here." "Me too," Eddie says quietly. And when he pulls his wrist back toward himself, Steve doesn't let go. Lets it be the link between them. Uses it to pull himself close. Eddie's on the couch, and Steve puts all his weight on his arm, braces himself against the cushions. Slowly presses his lips to Eddie's cheek, and then his lips. "I'm so glad you're here," Steve says again, like he can't quite believe it. And then his hand is cradling Eddie's head, and he's leaning in, kissing him again. Doesn't bruise him at all. Holds him so gently that Eddie thinks he could heal a little faster. Heal bit by bit. Just like this. The end. Author's Notes. Thank you, Kostas, for the bruise prompt. I ended up using it for this 20-minute sprint, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. Thanks for reading. I have a long fic coming soon. If I stop getting distracted by wonderful things. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded as an ITPE 2024 treat for Reformed Sundere, because I had you last year as my giftie and I accidentally pronounced your username wrong in all of the things I made for you, and also because we are both on the Steve Eddie train. This podfic was actually recorded in my office on my work phone, and I just want to say I had almost an entirely flawless take, no pauses, no re-uttered lines until the 12-minute mark. That was when I had to stop because I got a fucking Teams message that beeped in the background. The only place I had to stop for this entire recording, because it was like a beautiful cosmic one-time moment event of perfect enunciation and no, like, mouth farts or anything until literally the last half a sentence of the last paragraph of the end of this fic. And that was the only time I had to pause and redo. So, like, high five for the one single nearly flawless podfic I've probably ever recorded. Thank you so much to Adure for having blanket permission to podfic, Reform Sundere. I hope this made you smile. Everyone else who's listening, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.